Chapter 8. Decide for yourself. Mr. Veal is trying to stifle Mrs. Bargrave's story. He has also not visited Mrs. Bargrave, even though he said he would. He has been to Captain Watson since his sister's death, but he never went near Mrs. Bargrave's home. Some of Mr. Veal's friends call Mrs. Bargrave a liar. He never does so himself. He is too much of a gentleman. But he does say that having a cruel husband could have made her a little crazy. He reports that he asked Mrs. Veal on her deathbed if she wanted to give anything she owned to anyone special. She told him no. He says they did find her purse of gold after she died. The gold was not in her cupboard. It was in a box with her hair combs. I find this hard to believe. Mrs. Bargrave says Mrs. Veal hid the key of the cupboard very carefully. She would not trust anyone with it. She kept her gold safe and out of reach. I think Mrs. Veal could not speak clearly to her brother because of her fits, but she wanted to give her rings away. She also wanted to give some money to her cousin. That is why she asked Mrs. Bargrave to help her after she had died. I think she reminded Mrs. Bargrave about her fits on purpose. It was her way of preparing Mrs. Bargrave for the shocking discovery that she was a ghost. She loved her friend. She did not want to scare her. That is also why Mrs. Veal visited her during the day and not at night. It is the reason why she would not let Mrs. Bargrave kiss her. Then she would have known that her friend was an apparition. So why did Mrs. Veal visit her friend? I believe there were two reasons. The first reason was that Mrs. Veal wanted to comfort her friend, who has a hard life with a bad man. The second was to ask her forgiveness. Mrs. Veal felt guilty for not always being a good friend. She also wanted to give Mrs. Bargrave hope for the future. Why would Mrs. Bargrave make up such a strange story? I believe she has no reason to. You must decide for yourself.